meant with me, brother. Our great father is dead.
The V-30 is the latest and the last LG that came through these offices. And we bid them adieu.
This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Welcome everyone to the Andres Segovia Show. I am Andres, and in this episode I got to address the demise of LG. It's when someone that big falls, the world's gonna hear it. And fall they did. So if someone with that many resources fell, look, I'm not gonna dive into the why and the how. Maybe some the influencers are at fault for all this. I don't know. I actually do appreciate what MKBHD did as a some kind of a eulogy to them. Also, Mr. Mobile. You know what? Because I name dropped them, I'm going to be tagging them here for those of you that are watching on YouTube. And because my show is available across a bunch of other platforms, for those of you that are watching off YouTube, any episode that I'm going to make mention here that are more historical, because there will be some, they are YouTube specific videos. So any links available in the description down below will link you over to YouTube. Just the FYI there, for those of you that prefer to have your content elsewhere, my show existed a lot longer on YouTube. That's where I got my start. So a lot of the stuff that I've done and talked about that will come up in a bit is on YouTube only. So yeah, anyway, to LG. It's a device or devices that I never actually reviewed. There are devices that I did have from them, particularly when it came to Windows phones. I think it was the Quantum. I did have some LG Windows devices, Windows Mobile, what is it? Whatever, I forget, whatever. That doesn't matter anymore because they're dead too. So there were things that I did have, they're gone. But when it came to the flagship device of choice for my contractor, I kept diving into the V series when this thing came out. So from the V10, I think we skipped the V20. We ended up getting the V30 because they lasted pretty long. Mostly their durability, because man, did these devices take a beating in construction. And everything else was either glass slab or a plastic brick, and either the glass either broke, or in the case of the plastic brick, met water. It was done for, because none of them were waterproof. So when the V line came along and had military grade specs or grading or ratings or whatever, they actually held up against the elements. So kudos, and kudos again to LG. But alas, they're gone. One thing that no one can ever say about LG is that they didn't try, because oh my goodness, did they? Yes, they did. They were going to come out with some rollable phone, which went like parchment paper, kind of like a scroll opening. If you ever saw that, that was interesting. That would have been nice to see. The other thing that that they did was the LG Wing, the last device that they launched, and now it's available at an enormous discount, or their take on a dual device without actually being a dual device. I believe it's an LG Velvet. I wanted to see a thing succeed. And alas, we will not see that going. But with the discussions of LG, this is the segue. Other discussions were brought up because HTC, and because I've been talking a lot about HTC lately, I'm like, yeah, HTC is still around. Look, my wife's Taiwanese, so I have a little bit of, I guess you say, patriotism when it comes to those kind of devices, because first of all, HTC spoke to me the most. They're the ones that went after the loud colors. They're the ones that went after uniqueness and ultimately boom sound. They really did speak to me. So yeah, it was a shame when they also went the way of the dinosaur. And the last device I had from them was the HTC U11, the latest flagship up to that point. I wanted a U12 Plus, but by that time it was too late. It didn't arrive on time. I ended up going with the Google Pixel 2, which happens to be built by HTC, or was built by HTC. But that was the last Pixel I ever had too, because I didn't trust any of the other ones. Look at the devices that have launched with other OEM partners. Only the HTC built ones had less problems, or almost nil. So yeah, anywho, HTC is still around. They build mid-rangers for the most part. I don't know how much of them are still being built in store. I do know that they like offloaded some of that for a third party to provide for them, kind of like another company I'm about to name drop is doing. So HTC is still alive. In fact, if you go to their website right now, and I actually have it pulled up, they still have various products that they're hawking, such as the Vive series. That's like the one thing that's really got them going. They still have the HTC 5G hub thingy out there. I don't know if that's it. relevant much. I think that was a Sprint only thing. Sprint's not T-Mobile, so I don't know how that works, but they apparently have it there. And he goes to their product section. They actually still have the Exodus 1, which is the first blockchain phone thing, which I found peculiar because that thing's been sold out for the longest time. I don't think they're ever going to restock, so why even have it there? And of course, they have the U series, such as the U11, the U12 Plus, also there. Again, not much you can do there because they're sold out. So you got to get to third-party measures. However, I did check it out on Amazon or eBay the other day. Those things were selling for pretty expensive. But yeah, speaking of repairability, bad experience with repairing an HTC. Same thing with Samsung, but not as atrocious as it was HTC. So I'm going to be leaving a link to the to those videos where I cover the repairability of those devices in the description down below. So again, if you're not watching on YouTube, it's going to redirect to YouTube, just FYI. Okay. Also, in the mentioning of all this is, look, the demise of HTC that everybody believe in for why they believe that HTC is not around anymore, the lack of marketing. Some people say the same thing for LG. They had a big R&D development or R&D department, but they lacked marketing, even naming schemes. You know who else has that problem? BlackBerry. Yes, I said it. We're talking BlackBerry now because where is Onward Mobility? I started getting some activity on some of my older videos with respect to the last updates about BlackBerry, and people, they're starved for information. The BlackBerry fan base is a very loyal fan base. One of the fewest that I know that's remained that loyal, has gone through so much in this relationship, but has held on like, I'll give you one more chance because you complete me. I feel you entirely, all of us that are in the BlackBerry sphere. The last thing that we got from Onward Mobility, because they have a news and blog thing here on their website. The last one says Onward Mobility expands global sales team. And this particular article was published January 11, 2021. 3 months ago, as of this episode. 3 months ago, folks. So I turned to the Twitter for some form of update. And if you go to their Twitter, they only seem to have two tweets in the past 2 months. February 12th. They tweeted about the very article that I covered, my last update on BlackBerry, with respects to their CEO was in an interview with Nikkei Asia and they discussed whatever it was they were discussing. And that's the last update since. Like a 45 day of silence went by when GeekWire had his article about Seattle Hoops legend Jamal Crawford defending his use of a BlackBerry product. So then Onward Mobility decided to tweet, and this is what they said. Great to see at NBA star at J Crossover loves his BlackBerry, but don't worry. With Onward Mobility's new BlackBerry Android smartphone, you'll be able to group text. You guys are saying that MMS is a feature? You mean to tell me that he could not group text before? Hey, help me set the record straight, because I don't have a BlackBerry Key 2 or Key 2 LE on me. Or I have a Key 1 stored at the office. So remind me, were those devices able to group text? Because if not, this is a mind-blowing revelation. Add that onto the list of other things. That's a 5G, flagship cameras, flagship specs, robust battery, whatever, global phone, global flagship, whatever they're calling it. Look, all these are gotchas, okay? We just established you could have all the money and resources in the world almost. LG was not some startup company like Onward Mobility. They weren't a singular device or specific company like HTC. These guys are a major telecommunications and appliances company. Built TVs, appliances, heck, I have them, a washer and dryer for their ThinQ series or whatever that is. That's awesome. And it works great with a Google Home. So we know when they're, when these things are like done. Wait, anyway, I'm getting sidetracked here. The point is, if a company like that can fall because of lack of marketing, how about a freaking startup that no one's ever heard of because they're new? They're starting up and are unproven. As I said in my review of the BlackBerry Key 2 LE, Atomic Edition, I said, BlackBerry, I do not want you to become synonymous with compromise. And unfortunately, they did. With that device, they just, to me, getting a BlackBerry means a compromise. I gotta give something up to get it. I'm sorry, I can't do that anymore. I prefer to de-Google my phones instead of jumping on a BlackBerry that's gonna be missing items just for the sake of having a BlackBerry device. If I get some of those stuff on my other Android devices, I do, and I did with the HTC, with the productivity suite, the hub. But even that, it's like they've neglected. How many of those items have been sunsetted? How many of those are just begging for a fresh coat of paint? It doesn't seem like BlackBerry cares. Look at what happened when WhatsApp became the center of attention. Remember the time that BlackBerry was upset that WhatsApp started? Weren't they suing WhatsApp because they did the check marks? Like, that's our patent there. Send, receive, delivered, all that stuff. You're doing check marks. Nope, you can't do that. And apparently they could, so long as they didn't say that it was the read, sent, delivered thing. You know, so BlackBerry, you're terrible at marketing. You had great products. And at that time, even Microsoft, they couldn't even talk about Skype. Like, dude, you couldn't bring up Skype during the remote learning beginnings? Now you want to try to bring that up? You can't because, like, come on. Who's going to trust Skype now? That thing still exists? You guys did nothing with it. Don't want to get into that, like, Nokia stuff. So, in the case of the... What was I talking about? Sorry, it's so easy to get sidetracked with these rabbit trails with these companies when it comes to marketing. BlackBerry didn't even advertise BlackBerry Messenger Enterprise. It's available to personal use. This was the right time to strike, BlackBerry. Why are you asleep at the wheel? It's like, I come back to this. I've said it before in other videos when I address BlackBerry. BlackBerry, in this day and age of technology, of increased concerns of privacy and security and monitoring by big tech, you are our only hope, it seems. Oops. You are our only hope. Where the hell are you?
Fashionably late, per the norm.
Your loyal fan base is clamoring for a product. And Onward Mobility, if you're listening, at the very least, a non-update is still an update. But these kind of long silences in between updates, 3 months since your last update on your news website, hiring a global sales team. Sales team to sell what? Who are you selling to? No one is selling, giving us hope that this device is on the horizon. It's going to launch in the first half of 2021. We're entering mid-April. There's only a month and a half left, it seems. 2 months and a half left in the first half of 2021. So maybe sometime 2021, you're going to be late to the game. As tends to be the case. I don't want to talk about this anymore. So that's where I'll leave it. You have thoughts? Let me know. Stay tuned for an end cap that I was going to record here, but I'm going to make it a separate video. So stay tuned for that one that will drop after this episode, because I got an important announcement to make with respect to the show. Where it's going, what it's doing, and when I'll be returning. So that's enough of a hint for you to at least check that out, because there's stuff that I want to cover that I might not be able to cover in the interim. But I do thank you very much for watching the latest episode of the Anderson Gover Show. Remember to like and subscribe to be in the know wherever you're watching, and I appreciate it, and I'll see you in the next one.